Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aylin. Welcome back. I want to give a shout out to like all the people that are still putting out content during this time. I know things are not back to normal, but like everybody's going about their day like nothing happened. But shout out to y'all, because I know when I was braiding my hair, whoo, it kept all that content kept me entertained, like switching from YouTube to Spotify, from YouTube to Spotify. And I know you can get like a block and like get overwhelmed, especially when you feel like you're not doing enough. But shout out to y'all, you know, take your time and whatnot. You know, I love listening. I love having something to keep me entertained while I'm like cleaning up, or I'm cooling down from a workout, or I'm on my computer, or like I'm cooking, or I'm eating, or just kicking back, relaxing. Because outside of YouTube and Spotify and other platforms where you can listen to podcasts, like, the only thing I watch on HBO is Insecure. Netflix, I only watch Netflix is like when people are like, oh, you know, check this out. Disney Plus is like for my child. And Hulu, only thing I really watch on Hulu is Family Guy. I haven't seen nothing entertaining yet, but I just hopped on Hulu to see what it's like. Also, let me tell you, like, my neighborhood is toxic. Because for a whole week, people were playing Future. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You're a Future fan. But that just made me think, like, with certain people, like, certain people separate their personal from, like, the artist. Like, they separate the art from the artist and stuff. And it's like, that's very interesting. Because I was just thinking about, like, what could get a person canceled and, like, nobody would care about what they do. Like, I understand, like, being anti-Black, or entertaining people who don't like Black people, or having a preference where Black men are not number one, and Carrie Doja Cat. But the whole preference thing, that is so funny how all these men are like, Black men, how all these Black men are like, F Doja, white man's whore and stuff. But it's like, when we call out their preference, see, this is why I put my cape away. But when we call out their preference, they're like, oh, that's my preference. I like what I like. Then you have Black women are like, oh, they can like what they like and whatnot. But we know, like, some of the reason why some of these men like what they like is rooted in self-hate and, you know, all that good stuff. I don't have to go into it. So, to be honest, Doja Cat's preference and a lot of the men that are attacking her preference, like, y'all are both the same person. Like, it's rooted in anti-Blackness. So it's like, But we're not talking about them. Fuck them. So I was watching a video from The Take. It's a channel that talks about tropes in TV shows and movies. Since me, I'm always watching TV and whatnot. So they talk about tropes in TV shows and movies. They talk about the nice girl, the smart girl. They did have a strong Black woman trope. I think that was the only Black video they had. And they had a Black woman narrate it. So, you know, shout out to y'all. But they do a lot of tropes and whatnot. And the one trope that really caught my eye, and I think it was the first video that I watched, and it has been on my mind lately, is the woman child trope. And I was like, woman child? That's what you call it? Because we all know the man child, you know, he doesn't want to grow up, and video games and partying and acting a fool. We've seen it so many times in TV shows and movies. So the woman child trope was very interesting. Mostly it caught my eye because I seen a picture of Issa Rae, her character from Insecure. So I was like, okay, let me check this out. So this is going to be my little review about it and just how it relates. Because everything they said, I was like, damn, am I a woman child? Like, it made me start questioning myself. Okay, so it broke down what a woman child is, you know, the girl that doesn't want to grow up, have a hard time making friends, and is constantly, like, doesn't really have a quote-unquote career, like, constantly job hopping, and it went into a whole lot of things. But what it talked about with the woman child was that, you know, she has a hard time growing up. You know, she wants to be babied, and, you know, her friends are constantly mothering her. And I was like, oh. And I was like, maybe they're just good friends. So then it was talking about the woman child is usually like in her late 20s, early 30s. So I was like, okay, interesting. Because basically with Issa's character, Insecure, I mean, Issa, you know, she has her ups and downs, but that's life. And that's also, that's another reason why people don't share their ups and downs when they're going through stuff in general, because people will literally, like, bring it up when you're doing better, or they'll try to hold it over your head when you're doing better, aka Molly was currently going, well, I guess it's a spoiler, but basically what's going on in season four, like, you know, stuff happens, that's life. And, you know, that's why I constantly have to explain to people now, like, things happen, people's cars break down, you know, sometimes jobs happen, like, through the whole Corona thing, like, when Corona popped off, and a lot of people laid off their job. Do you know how many people were out here calling the people that got laid off bums and broke and all types of stuff? But why? So, like I said, like, ooh, that's, I could get all into that. But I know that one person called me a F up, like a fuck up, because, like, my car had ended up breaking down. And then Corona happened, so where my job laid me off. So then I'm getting called all type of bum. I need to go get my ass up and go do something with myself. And it was just, this just made me think, like, damn, like, y'all must be perfect. That would make me think, like, y'all must be perfect. Something must have never happened to y'all for y'all to be on my back like that. Because life happens. Even if I did not have the quote-unquote security net like most people have, or, yeah, the security net, aka people that you could fall back on if things get tough. You know, your plan B. A lot of people don't have plan B. So that makes me think, like, I want to know how they handle stuff when people are constantly throwing your past back in your face. And that's what they mentioned in the woman child trope, is that, you know, you make mistakes, you know, things happen, and people try to throw it back in your face once you start to, like, grow up and, like, really focus on yourself more. They'll try to bring that up because some people see power in you constantly failing, or you not handling this stuff the way you do. Like, there's always that one person that gets power and feels better about themselves, knowing that they're doing a little bit better than you, which, ooh, y'all need to identify those type of friends. But the woman child trope, I mostly see the woman child trope amongst white women in TV shows and movies. Like, you know, she's like acting like a teenager, and, like, with friendships, you know, doing what teenagers do, friendship is like, oh, you didn't talk to me. Oh, I feel as though you're acting funny towards me. And then the person hitting them with the girl, I have a life and we're adults, like, you know, let it go, whatnot. And I was like, wow, interesting. That is so very interesting. That made me think about how I was in my early 20s. Well, I'm 25. I would say early 20s, like I'm older than what I am. But, like, when I was 19 and 20, just trying to figure stuff out and constantly have people, like, say, like, oh, well, you're not doing this. Then, you know, you're not a real adult. You're not a real adult. That's another thing they mentioned in the woman child trope, is that they're, quote unquote, not real adults because they aren't doing this and they aren't doing that. But as an adult, you try to figure out what works for you. That's how I feel it, though. If I'm able to do X, Y, and Z and not have to pay that much money for X, Y, and Z, then I'm gonna be good with X, Y, and Z. I constantly see stuff like, oh, if your rent isn't between this price and this price, if your car note isn't between this price and this price, if your insurance is not between this price and this price, if you're not paying this much water bill, this much light bill, this much in groceries without food stamps and no child support, then you're not a real adult. And I'm like, when are we going to stop, like, using the struggle to compare what's real and what's not? Like, I see that so many times, like, well, if you didn't struggle doing this, I'm not going to congratulate you because in my eyes, you did not work hard for it. But it's like, I shouldn't have to struggle to get, like, to where I need to be honest. And that's one thing I dislike within the community as well, how people don't, like, congratulate you because in their eyes you didn't struggle for it, and people who struggle for it deserve more praise. But if I'm able to prevent myself from struggling, then I'm gonna do that. Like, that's one thing I do. I take advantage of my opportunities. I use my free resources If I'm able to not spend a million something dollars on something, I'm going to do that. If I'm able to do it myself, I'm going to do that. So, it's what, and don't get me started on the whole no child. Listen, I don't care how much money I got. Run me my child support. But just say what Cardi B said, even though I don't really kick it with Cardi B. The same way Cardi B said, she's like, I don't care how much money I got. Run me my food stamps. Like, what's wrong with food stamps? The same way there's a lot of people who like, they said, oh, I'm not touching that stimulus check. I don't trust it. And it's like, okay. But then you're getting mad at people who are blowing that $1,200. Like, mind your business. So back to the woman child trope. So, yeah, it says that, oh, she refuses to grow up. She's constantly job hopping, not really knowing what she wants to do. And that's basically about it that it said. I know I could go more into it, but like the woman child show, I was like, wow, like I feel attacked, even though a lot of the stuff that is mentioned, because with the tropes, people like to say like, oh, it's just TV. It's just movies. But where are these TVs and these movies pulling this information from? Like, tell me that. Where are these movies and TV shows pulling this information from? Not out of thin air. So, you know, it has to be real life. But I know when I do be around other women and stuff, you know, they start to talk about, oh, how I'm like immature, or I'm not mature enough, or I'm not a real woman. And it's like, sweetie, when the doctor did the sonogram on my mom and they seen that I had a cookie between my legs. I'm a woman. Like, saying that, oh, I'm not feminine enough. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a woman. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a woman. So, who are you to judge my femininity? Who are you to judge that I'm not feminine enough? I'm a woman, whichever way you put it, until I decide that I don't want to be a woman. So, I'm just, like, so it's like, I'm a woman. So, stop. So yeah, because I've seen a lot more feminine coaches, and oh, you need to do this and this and that. You know, you don't, you're too masculine. But everybody has masculine and feminine energy. So how you gonna say somebody is not, unless you're non, you know, non-binary, you know. But how you gonna say that somebody is not supposed to be? I understand what they mean, but a lot of women use masculinity to protect themselves from, like, being harassed and whatnot. And just to get people to leave them alone. I know that with the woman child trope, like, a lot of, one thing they said is that, oh, the woman child is scared. She doesn't know about the future. And I was like, ooh, that's everybody. That's everybody, you know, growing up and things changing. Because, you know, if you're having a good time currently where you at, you're like, dang, I don't want nothing to change because I'm in a good mood and I'm not trying to be depressed. And it's like, we all are not trying to be older generations and stuff. Like, I think that's mostly why people have a problem with millennials, is because we're like, bruh, I'm happy and I want to stay happy, I want to stay having fun and whatnot. I can't remember what it was. I don't know if I was at a bounce, a place, like, you know, the places where you go and you jump in the pool of balls and the, like, the little bouncy places with the trampolines and stuff. But it's like me, I remember a guy told me to grow up because I was like, oh, I like to go to arcades. I like to go skating. I like to go to little, you know, the places where you do the trampolines, the little bouncy whatnot, and jump in the, you know, the pool full of balls and stuff. And it's like, grow up. It's a, like, come on now. I'm not a, even though I love food, but it's like, after a while, going out to eat gets boring. It's like, can we do something different? So, that was like my little review of like the woman child trope and whatnot. And it's very interesting though, because I was just thinking about adult friendships, because I did share two things related to adult friendships. And, you know, how would you feel if your friend did not, like, support you and stuff? Because that's one thing with a lot of people opening up not opening up. I keep saying opening up. But a lot of people starting their own businesses, you know, I'm seeing more people post LLCs and whatnot. So when more people posting their LLCs and whatnot, and it's like, you know, would you be upset? Would you feel some type of way if your friend, somebody that says they're your friend, is sharing other people's work but doesn't share anything that you put out there? Like, is it, like, are you looking too deep into it? Are you overreacting, or it's not that big of a deal? That just made me think, though, because outside of the podcast, like, I do hair. I do have a YouTube channel where I do hair. So it's like, not only do I do hair, I do hair product reviews, and I'm starting to be more consistent with it. That's another thing I'm trying to do. I'm being more consistent with it, so it's not like I'm like bullshitting or whatnot. So I do hair product review and commentary on there. So it's like, even if you feel it, I feel as though it's like this, because there's things out there that I don't really enjoy, but I do let other people know about it if I am around somebody that is like, hey, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, something related to, like, food trucks. If somebody's looking for a vendor or food, you know, food for their event, I don't cook. I'm not a vendor type of person. So if I know somebody that is a vendor, if I know somebody that does food and they have their own little thing, I'm going to share that with them. So even if something is not your cup of tea, I feel as though, like, support is, and that's another thing, it's free. It's $0 to share a link. And that just made me just think about popularity. Like, earlier in this episode where I was talking about, you know, what makes a person cancel, you know, what make people drawn to a person. When you're popular, like, people would hold on to, when a person is popular, and that when I see, like, people share popular work, I'm like, okay, cool, that person's popular, that person has, you know, more pull, you know, the algorithm, and that's another thing with the algorithm as well, but if you know that the algorithm is wild, like, that will make you want to, like, support people more, knowing that the algorithm does not give a fuck about the smaller people. So, with the popular people, the algorithm always works in their favor, and as well as, like I said, word of mouth is very strong. But it's weird when you see people who say, like, they support you, constantly share people, like, popular people's work, but they don't share yours. That's very interesting. Like, do you think that you're going to get clout, that you're going to get a free hairstyle, a free feature, a free artwork, or free pair of shoes, or free pair of clothes because, you know, you're being buddy-buddy with this popular person? Listen, I understand how popular people work, you know, get, you know, be more likable, have more, you know, bring in more, that brings in more clients for you, brings in more customers and whatnot. But that just made me, like, think, like, you know, that's very interesting. But from what I've learned is that you should just focus on people that support you. I think I say that about every episode. Just focus on people that support you. Because I know there's somebody out there that needs to hear that. Because, you know, it can be stressful if you think, like, oh, this person, you know, they say, you know, they say we're good friends. You know, this person say they got my back, but they avoid me like a job. Shout out to Molly. They be avoiding me and my work like it's a job. Like, it's, like it's something that they don't want to do. But it's very interesting. Would I be upset if somebody that's close to me that says, you know, they got my back, they say they're my friend, does that to me? Yeah, I would be upset. I've actually had a friend who said, like, oh, girl, I got your back, I'm always there for you. But they wasn't at all. Like, I understand that everybody goes through stuff, but they wasn't at all. Like, they'll be, like, I do hair. I constantly share. I haven't been doing hair in a minute. So, of course, I haven't really been sharing anything. But this person knows that I do hair. So, instead of, like, reaching out to me to do their hair, they go on every freaking social media they have and is like, does anybody know how to do hair? And that made me, like, interesting. Like, that just made me, And it's like, somebody could be like, oh, well, maybe they don't like your work. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Maybe they don't like my work. But if I see you having a whole conversation with all these people, like I said, a lot of people don't care about nepotism. A lot of people don't even know what nepotism is. Like, I'm always, even if people don't give me the same energy they do, if I agree to something, I'm going to go through with it. The same way I join, like, a lot of these groups where everybody's talking about what they do and stuff. And since I have something that I'm doing, I was like, you know, I share it and whatnot. And, you know, people, you know, that we share amongst each other. If a person doesn't share, like, whatever back, I don't trip because, first of all, I be so busy doing so much stuff that I don't even notice that this person didn't even return the favor. But, you know, it's always good to have those good, solid groups of people. Me, when I see adult life is just high school 2.0 from what I've been around. Like, you know, popular people and, you know, the under people, smaller people getting their ideas took in, the popular people using their smaller people's ideas and acting like they originated it. And everybody's, you know, saying that, oh my gosh, you know, dang, this is popping. I'm so glad. You know, it's just, I won't say the circle of life, but I would just say that sometimes you just gotta spam a mofo and let them know, I am the original creator. The same way, I cannot pronounce this girl's name. I don't want to say it wrong. But the girl who created the Renegade Dance, 14-year-old black girl, she's like, I'm the creator. She was literally saying that for months. I'm the originator. And it took her to get an interview with this magazine. And the person that made the song that she was dancing to be like, this is the original creator. And that's all that matters. The person whose song you dance to and magazines, the important people recognizing you as the originator. That's all that matters. But I know, I understand how discouraging it could be when you're putting in all this work and you feel like nobody's noticing you. Because me, I'm that type of person. Me, I get excited over one like, one subscriber, one comment. I get excited over stuff like that. Shoot, I get excited if a person even shares. If one person shares my stuff, I get excited because, like, wow, you actually enjoy this. Knowing that, you know, hey, at least somebody noticed. I feel as though I say this every, I'm getting deja vu. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. If you enjoy that, make sure you like, follow, share. Check out the Country Caribbean Podcast on Instagram at Country Caribbean. Check out the Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And I will see you next week.